Spaceships hang in the sky as dinosaurs scurry beneath an overhang under a cascading waterfall. One dinosaur with a fish in its mouth swats a smaller reptile with its tail. The dinosaur puts down the fish and looks skyward as a shadow crosses over it. An alien hand with slim, pointed fingers presses a clear object that lights up. The dinosaur climbs on top of a rocky ledge to get a better view of the spaceships. Spinning weapons speed through the valley, dropping bombs that ignite the ground and spread. A large group of dinosaurs try stampeding away, but the aliens' weapons are too fast. The dinosaurs are consumed by lava-like flames as the golden molten river spreads quickly. As the fiery liquid explodes over a hill crest, it freezes into a metallic form. A small airplane flies above Arctic cliffs. A man in an orange vest and construction hat sees a woman walking through the opening of a cavernous building.
Oh, shit. Darcy, you really shouldn't have come.
Show me.
The Arctic. The two stride across a camp to a security checkpoint, where a man stands guard with a gun.
Corporate was adamant, we keep running. No stopping operations. No, you gotta go through. No cameras. He's got orders to kill. I don't even think international laws apply up here.
We are geologists first. If this thing has any historical significance at all, we are shutting down. I'm shutting us down.
The guard raises a rifle.
Oh, he's gonna shoot me? Shoot me.
Hey, don't kill her. This is crazy stuff.
Darcy ignores the gun and keeps walking. The man in the vest runs to catch up to her. They approach a still half-buried, frozen, large dinosaur skeleton. Darcy admires it, wide-eyed. The man clinks one of the dinosaur's teeth with a hammer.
Well, what do you think? I think history is about to change.
Texas, USA. The sun rises as a light blue truck drives down an empty country road between a cornfield and a train. Get caught in the water. A billboard reads, "Remember Chicago. Report alien activity. 855-363-8392. The driver wears sunglasses and a trucker hat. He pulls into a small town and parks. His bumper sticker reads, "Jaeger Research and Development." A small car carrying a surfboard on the roof parks across the street.
I'm a nasty woman!
I wonder who decided to show up for work.
A man with shaggy hair and bright sunglasses exits the small car.
Oh, surf report no good at Sal Padre? The waves are flat and I got no gas. You know that, Kay.
A truck passes in front of him.
Dude, rude. Look at these two June bugs. Whoop. My.
Hey, you're paying me on this one, right, Cade? Please tell me I'm getting paid.
You know, Lucas, a lot of guys are just happy to have a job at all.
Yeah, I suppose.
You got any cash on you?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
They walk to a closed theater. Its marquee reads, "Thank you for 79 great years." A man in a cowboy hat leans on a car out front.
Hey, Lucas Flannery.
He shakes the man's hand inside the theater.
Place has been in the family since 28. Granddaddy ran it all his life. Ain't that right, Granddaddy? Real soon, he's gonna sign it over to me.
The movies nowadays, that's the trouble. Sequels and remakes, bunch of crap. I love that one.
A poster.
He's deaf and senile.
Heard that.
Now, these just need some spit and polish. I believe they're digital. Possibly IMAX.
Yeah, they're not. Mister, we'll have a look around if you want to leave us to it, okay?
You know, folks used to come from miles around to see the dancing girls with the big cha-chas.
Swear to God, I am one diaper change away from poisoning his oatmeal.
Hey, you hang in there, buddy. Coming here makes you feel young again. You tell this kid to bring you here every day.
$7, I keep talking.
Sold.
He holds a camera lens.
Remember this place when we were kids? How many girls do you think you brought here in high school?
Cade and Lucas walk down the empty rows.
I only remember one.
He picks up a football.
Hey, heads!
It hits Lucas in the head. He falls back.
Ow!
Oh. That's why you didn't make the varsity team.
All right, go long.
It hits an object in front of him and bounces back over his head.
Leave it.
Cade spots a semi-truck in the back of the theater, holes dotting its frame. He climbs onto the side and opens the cab door. Large shells fall out onto the floor.
Mortar shells? What the hell happened to you?
Hey, snake balls. How much for the truck?
Truck?
A Jeep full of young girls speeds down a country road, passing green fields as far as the eye can see. Silos and a water tower with a smiley face painted on it are dotted along the way. They park in front of a gate.
2 more weeks, girls, till no more classes ever. Almost time to get a tan and get wasted. Woo!
The girl, who has dirty blonde hair and has a flannel shirt tied around her waist, hops out and checks one of the 5 weathered mailboxes. A Jaeger engineering sticker is slapped on the side of it. Jaeger Robotics. She picks up a video camera from a makeshift table with a sign. Neighbors, drop repairs here. Pay what you feel it's worth. She drops the camera in a red wagon and pulls it past the mailboxes, one of which has a Jaeger Robotics sign.
Please, please.
She holds up an envelope and folded letter to the sun. Denied is in bold letters.
No financial aid. Right.
She approaches a large house where a robotic dog greets her.
Yes, I know I'm home. Thank you.
Back away from the premises.
Voice recognition. It's me. Go right ahead. I don't care.
I'm still calling 911.
The Battle of Chicago was an event that permanently changed our world.
Over 1,300 dead.
Much of the city has been destroyed.
Homeland Security is urging everyone to report suspicious alien activity.
A montage of the attacks on Chicago.
A swift act of Congress put an end to all joint operations between the military and the Autobots, ending the alliance.
As this committee knows, the invasion of Chicago was a defining day for our nation 5 years ago.
The day millions of people realized that never again can we allow aliens to fight our battles for us. A handful of Autobots were given sanctuary after joint combat operations were abolished. Fewer than a dozen Decepticons are still on the run, thanks to our CIA unit, Cemetery Wind. As for the alien technology, our objective remains to keep it in American control.
Hi, my name's Timothy. This is my crew. We found this alien ball turret in Chicago. We just found it in the rubble, and it's all working.
Word has it Japan, India, the Israelis may have gotten their hands on a couple of ships. Apparently, the Russians are starting a bidding war.
We're taking $5,000 for it. It's got 36 guns, alien shit.
A new era has begun, and the age of the Transformers is over.
Cade and Lucas tow the decrepit semi-truck to Cade's home. Tessa, the blonde girl, video chats with a young man on her laptop.
Hey.
Hey. I've been waiting for you. You're looking hot today.
Oh, yeah? How about you take your shirt off?
You want me to take my shirt off right now? What would your dad think of that, huh? Hey, where are you going?
She looks out the window as Cade guides the truck.
The hell?
All the way!
A truck? Dad, please tell me you didn't spend our money on this.
Oh, no, don't worry, he didn't. He spent my money, $150 of it.
Yeah, as an advance on your regular paycheck.
What regular paycheck?
Which you will get back.
When?
Never. We're broke.
I knew it.
Sweetheart, could you please not drive a wedge between employer and employee?
Hold on, I thought we were partners.
Look, I came up short, okay? I had to buy her a prom dress. You want me to deny her a prom dress?
Might as well. You denied her a prom date.
No, I offered to take her and chaperone.
Nobody wants to go to the dance with their dad. It's weird.
It's not the issue.
Well, maybe it should be.
Hey, could you guys just get off my case? You know what the engine on this runs for? I can break it down, strip it for parts. Sweetheart, your shorts are shrinking by the second, okay? Cold water air dry, please.
I think she looks hot.
What did you say?
Like a hot teenager.
Oh, it's the teenager thing that makes it better. Thank you.
It didn't sound like what it meant.
In a large barn, the two men walk between hundreds of unfinished projects.
Echo saw the circuit board. Put the Zeiss lenses over there.
Dad, please, you can't keep spending money on junk just so you can turn it into different junk.
We do not use the J word in here. That is a super simplex theater projector. It's very rare. What about the smile pod? Or the extra mower that I invented, simply ahead of their time.
Yeah, like the alleged guard dog.
You're gonna get him upset.
Hey, Kate! Does things still work?
No.
Yes, yes, and still groundbreaking. Go back there, lay on the recliner, and just wait for a cold one.
Lucas hits a punching bag and it falls. A fridge opens slowly.
Dude, stop breaking stuff.